Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hey, yo, Kevin, tell Kevin stop fucking these fades up for the pod, yo.
Fucking a fade. Listen, trying to go, that shit sounds nuts. Trying to pod with that shit going on.
My nigga, my wife not here today, right? But she got this new thing where she likes. She's like, ever since she started listening to pod, she fucks with you heavy though too. Cause she, whatever your take was on comedy shows, she the same fucking way. She like, yo, I don't like them. But she,
oh, she just, you know, rock with my take.
She fucked with the take. She was like, yo, leave Trey alone, yo. Like, he ain't got to fuck with it because you fuck with it. I was like, nah, man, get out of here. But,
that's how we always are, though. Like, you know, we always be on some shit like.
Yeah. I told you she said to me, sounded like a white man.
That's crazy for him to sound like a white man and not me. Because I get the shit for sure.
I, fly,
I sound like a white man. A white man.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Hello, I say hard R's and everything.
That's how that nigga talk, bro. Like he definitely ain't no white. I mean, we have to pack him out at the end of the show if he was white. Shit is funny, dog.
Audio.
Magic Johnson, bro, getting my skinny popcorn. Ready for Milwaukee versus Toronto. I think I'm going to go get sea salt and pepper.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Good for Magic, man.
Good for Magic.
Yeah, my bad. Started talking about white people, and all of a sudden my phone cut off.
Yep, there you go.
So I'm
better not, you I'm start keep messing. Keep messing with the man. He gonna come get you.
I'm good, brother. I plays my part.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way.
October? I thought he was saying the 10th or 12th, like for the finals.
Uh-huh. By the way.
Just trying to go to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the
like,
way.
I was definitely about to text you.
Yo, J-Team, Frisco, book it. You know there's going to be a certain percentage of people are like, oh, they're going to Texas, to Dallas or whatever? Yeah, okay.
Booking hotels. That's why I had to fix it. I'm like, bro. Yeah.
It's a nice inside joke, but like, yeah. Come on, man.
SF.
Yeah. Oh, you got to put Frisco, California or something. Like, yeah, you can't.
SF 10-12.
Yeah.
Why 10-12 though? Like, oh, San Fran. Never mind. I'm thinking they in Oakland. They moving to San Fran. Never mind.
It doesn't matter.
We ain't worried about the fucking team, nigga. We over here just talking about general.
I know. My bad.
They can't cross a bridge. Get out of here.
I literally haven't smoked today, dog. Like, I'm sorry. Let me go get my V. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, take
the Bills just told the rookie, whoever they drafted, he can rock OJ's number. That's crazy.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Like, you know what, man? I don't know whether he just like, oh, yeah, we're 32. Can I have 32? And they're like, sure, why not? Or was he like, yo, give me OJ's number because I'm about to kill these niggas out here.
I'm
hoping it's number two. I really hope it's on purpose, man.
Yo, that nigga said that shit. I'm wearing OJ's number because I'm about to kill these niggas.
Hey, he probably doesn't even know who fucking OJ is.
He probably don't. That's the crazy thing.
He saw the
30 for 30. He definitely saw it.
Or that OJ even played for the Bills. That's another thing that we bugged him out. He might look at OJ from the Niners and shit.
OJ played for the Niners?
Yeah, but the Bills, I mean, the trial aside, I mean, like, he was like one of their greatest players ever.
Man, hey, Rod, these young boys don't know shit about anybody. No,
the organization should know better.
That's what I'm saying. The organization.
Like, hey, you didn't know OJ played for the Niners?
He ended his career with the Niners, I think, right?
I thought it was the Raiders. Didn't he play for the Raiders?
Everybody played for the Raiders. Fuck the Raiders.
Damn, Jerv, tell us how you really feel. All right, yo, you know how you really feel. Jerv, I'm going to start here. Usually when we start this, I usually go off and I point out everything that was wrong and all that. No, this time, I just like when Jerv saw the light on so many other things, I want to sit back and, Jerv, tell us, how did you feel about the last episode of Game of Thrones?
That shit was terrible. That was the worst fucking ending that shit was the worst shit they could possibly could imagine. It was like 8 years of everything not meaning a fucking thing. Nothing meant anything with that final episode. Nothing whatsoever.
So I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Like, why would you let Bran? I'm sorry, but this motherfucker ain't had a real complete sentence in 4 seasons. And all of a sudden everybody's just like, oh, you know, it's cool. Bran can be in charge. Just because the dude that we had in enslaved for like a couple weeks says that he should be in charge of everything. Yeah, we'll rock out with that. But it's cool. His sister isn't going to bend the knee, but everybody's cool with that.
Yeah, man. The funny thing to me was, first of all, the memes were just spectacular. That was, you know what? You wanted bang for the buck. That's the one thing that saved this entire season for me was the memes. From beginning to end, you know, I laughed a lot this year. Most of it was unintentional by them, but I laughed, man. And so, like, when you said that about Bran, the first thing I thought about was the tweet somebody had is that Bran, last few seasons, I'm not Bran. Tyrion, will you wear the crown? Bran, now. King Bran sounds pretty fucking tight to me. Like, he's like, what do you think I came all the way here, bro? I'm like, who is this nigga now?
Like, this ain't the nigga that just talked last episode.
Oh, man.
His whole swag switched up.
He's been faking the whole time. That's how I knew he was faking it. the episode where Jamie Lannister showed up and he was like trying to explain like, yo, you know, it's the right thing to do. And I don't care what, you know, Cersei said, I know, da, da, da. And Bran just sat there and said, the things we do for love, I'm like, you little motherfucker.
Yo, Bran should have got up and walked after fucking they told him he was
yeah. How that shit played out, bro.
I got you, niggas.
Yeah, by the way, I could walk after like season 4. I figured it out.
Hey, I just like y'all niggas pushing me around.
The craziest thing about it is he set it up all the way up, bro. Like, he strategically set all these niggas up, bro. Just for him to get the throne and then gonna say, I don't want it. Bro, what kind of mind games he been playing? Like, nigga. And then Brandon Broken was like the craziest name ever.
Like,
you know
what I'm saying? Like, yo, you're not, that's not my name if I'm like, the king of everybody.
That's not my name no more, bro. Stop calling me that, bro. Like, yeah, Brandon Broken.
Here we go. Is it Tyrion? The king shall be Bran the Broken. Bran. Yeah, actually, just Bran is cool. Tyrion. Bran the busted up. Bran. Okay. Or Tyrion, Bran the wheelie wheelie legs no feely. The memes off of this episode were top notch, man. The people really came with it. The internet came with it. Shout out to the internet. But my question is, yo, since when did Arya become an explorer? Like,
she hopped on a boat and went to L.A.
Nah. She's I took that as she's heading back to Where did she come from? Where the land of what the many faced god? I took that she's headed back there.
No, she said, what's west of Westeros? Nobody knows. I'm gonna go find out. She became Christopher Columbus.
Well, right. She's all right, on some real shit, not to trash the show.
I'll trash the show.
But if you look at her, the way her whole thing has been every season, she's made it throughout everything by going to different places, whether it's been forced or not, going different places and finding her way. So
going her own way is fine. I don't have a problem with that. I got a problem with now she's Christopher Columbus or Vasco da Gama. She's gonna go explore. Like, what the hell is that about? She never once ever, all throughout her travel, she traveled a lot of places. She was looking to do something specific. I was like, man, I'm bored. Yo, it's West. Who does that, man? And by the way, like, if y'all can't figure out how to end someone's story arc, just kill them.
I would have been more happy with all the deaths, bro. Like, John did all that first and foremost, bro. He did all that just to end up in the same spot, bro. To be a Targaryen, bro, waste the name.
But like,
that shit meant nothing. Cersei saying that she was pregnant meant nothing.
Nothing.
Like, it was so much shit that was mentioned that meant nothing.
I would have rather them start a war, man. Like, they fight right there. Like, nah, he gonna die. No, he gonna live. The hell, the North ain't gonna let him die. Da da da. And then like start a war right there.
That would have been dope, especially since they killed fucking Daenerys. Like 3 minutes into the episode, they had plenty of time to have another war happen right now, and nobody would have suspected it. It had been all track, but no, they fumbled. They fumbled. they made the dragon the smartest thing in the whole entire universe.
Don't get me started with him.
Oh my! The dragon basically threw a fit.
Listen, nah, my nigga. Look, spiky thing, throne. Spiky thing, throne. Let me know.
Is that what he did?
No, that's not what he did.
Bro, that dragon was that damn smart to be like, all right, if my mom's dead, no one can have it.
and then he flies off with her.
I think, hey, he cuffed her with the pinky nail. Like, hold on,
gotcha. Like, I thought at least at that moment they could have made the dragon go at Jon Snow and like try to burn him, and Jon Snow lived.
Die for 5 seasons, bro.
Come on, man.
They could have gave that man his wish, bro. Instead, he gonna go make a family with my man.
I'm sending one to the chat right now.
Mikey was happy about him actually going to be with Ghost for the rest of his life.
Yeah, man. I thought that was like, come on, man.
Oh wow. Yo, that's fitting with the picture that is underneath too, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what? The laziest shit ever was like they didn't even show him apprehended. Who snitched? Like, he just turned himself in.
Yeah.
The blood.
Yeah,
And why didn't they just kill him right then and there?
Yeah, why would they wait? Why would they have it? First of all, how would they know that he killed her when the dragon flew off with it?
Weenie.
What?
Wait, Grey Worm? He a weenie, bro. He got punked. They took... Yeah, he got punked, bro. He ain't... Listen, first of all, okay, cool. Go ahead, hit the seas. Go ahead, do what you're going to do. But he was talking all that crazy shit like, hey, you have no say. They're like, man, watch out, bro. Watch out, bro.
You still a black man, yo. You ain't got
you're just
no
a black
say,
man out here, bro. You don't... No.
Go back to doing the...
There were two Dothrakis that was black in there. Them niggas is...
there was a random black Dothraki out of nowhere, too, by the way.
And he just showed up too. They missed the battle of Winterfell and everything. They just showed. Hey, y'all. Hey, we missed it. Oh, is it? Oh, we cool? We won? Oh, word!
That shit was so crazy.
Y'all said that joint started at 5. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Thought y'all said 7:30.
So you know,
hitting them two in though. Like no, it was one nigga in there. I'm like, bro, no way his hair's that good, bro.
It's my favorite. Not even when people say, oh, I thought it started at 7:30. When they know, they acknowledge, oh, I knew it started at 5, but I figured, you know, everybody was going to be late. the reason you're late is because you're assuming everyone else is going to be late. That's what you're coming with? Like, yeah.
I didn't think nobody really was going to show up at 5. Like, who does that? That's why the nigga's dead now.
When would they do that?
Man. Just overall. So, like, I mean, I think down the line, everybody was disappointed in this shit, bro.
I don't know
one person happy about it.
No, there were a lot of them. A lot
Killer
of them
Mike,
were,
bro.
A lot of people in my mentions were upset because I said, man, like, I have a lot of friends that I convinced to watch this show, and now I apologize. I wish I hadn't done that. So, Trey, I want to ask you, because you binged, like, literally in weeks just to lead up to this season. How do you feel?
I didn't really want to put too much emotion to it, but I was upset because I'm like, I felt like I was being left out. So I binged OD.
Yeah.
And then I was like, damn, do I really deserve to talk crazy about this show? But from, I want to say 7 and up, trash.
Yeah. So I guess that's my point is like, do you feel like, man, that was a waste of time? Like for me.
No, it definitely was a waste of time.
Because for me, and Jerv, you started watching like fairly early, right? When did you start watching?
Yeah, I think I started like episode 2 or 3 of season 1.
Okay.
I've been watching since the beginning.
So since you've been in the beginning, like we got to live like, some people might say, oh man, y'all wasted 8 years for this. But look, the way I look at it is we got to live like the high life, like when every episode came out and something blew your mind every week and the seasons rolled and everything. And this was the greatest thing ever. It was true. When you're living it, we lived it for the greatest thing ever. And then we start to slowly crumble and ultimately turn into the trash that it is right now. So for me, it's like, I don't feel like it was a waste of time because I really got, I think like 5.5 really strong seasons. Midway through 6, it started going trash. 7 was trash. 8 was trash, right?
You felt 7.
So,
you felt seven was trash.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Overall, good TV.
Excellent
terrible
TV.
Ending and terrible add-ons. Now, if I had my choice to put certain episodes together to make my perfect season, I could.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the way I look at it, Trey, is that it's almost like if you watched, like me and Jerv, it's like we watched, let's say, 3 movies, right? And the first movie was dope, and the second movie was dope, and the third movie was trash. Like in the third sequel was trash. Whereas you watched 1 movie, and the first 2/3 of the movie was fire, and then the last 1/3 of the movie was trash, since you watched it all together. And to me, I think I'd rather have the experience that me and Jerv had, because we actually got to walk away like, oh, that was dope. Oh, that was dope. And then, as opposed to you really didn't get to live that roller coaster. Like us, you kind of, so that's, I guess what I'm saying is, I'm sorry, Trey. I'm sorry I made you watch that show.
I forgive you. Now, I will say, I was suggested to watch Billions, and I hope that Billions does not like fumble.
I've watched like half of season 1. It was all right. I heard it's been whack lately.
No, that's, whoever told you that.
I'm on season 2 and a few episodes in, but I like it, you know, but. Again, TV shows are there to I guess when you, it's like creating an album, right? Where you're like, damn, his debut is crazy. And then you get the sophomore, and then sophomore might be okay. And you're like, damn, it's still not better than the debut. That's how I feel about Thrones. Like, I mean, it was more highs than lows
But when you really needed it to be high, it was low.
But when people say, well, go ahead, Jerv.
But Trey, that comment speaks to what Amin is saying. It's like the way we watched it, right? Like the highs, there were way more highs for people that watched it from the beginning, had the off season, had to wait a year and a half for this season to come and all those type things.
They delivered.
Right? There was tons of highs. I suggest the people to come watch it also. And you know what I mean? The guy that thanked me right before the episode came on usually texts me after every episode. He has not texted me yet about shit. So like we have even recapped the episode. So I can tell he's, you know, not feeling it or whatever, but people that watch it over a time, it's still an amazing show. It had some of the most like wow moments in television, at least for me as a consumer. And I still have it up there as like one of my greatest shows. And like most shows, it just ended fucked up. Like really, not many shows end the right way. They don't know what to do.
But another show that I thought at the time, and even till now, I think unfairly got a really bad rap was the last episode of Seinfeld. A lot of people got mad about last episode of Seinfeld. It was trash. It was a trash ending, whatever. But the difference is, Jerv, at least to me, every season was, I like every season. It's just the last episode. I was like, okay, it wasn't the best ever. But you're talking about one episode. These guys, they literally melded in for 2 years.
I disagree. I don't think last season was bad. I don't. I think that, the Cersei blow up everything last season, or was that 2 seasons ago? Okay, no, last season was when Daenerys lost lost the dragon, right? And that's when we saw the Night King turn the dragon and all that.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, to me, like, last season is when they did all the stuff like people of, you know, like the express train from north of the wall all the way down to King's Landing, like that, all the stuff where it was.
They
just
said sloppy. He was the fastest. He's the fastest person in the entire kingdom. So why he can get there fast, man? Come on.
It was all sloppy to me. That's Kev.
Yeah,
that's
Kev.
Kev out here hooking up
Kev.
Hey, yo, I'm sorry, man. I told y'all. I told Rob I was coming in for a noise check.
Yo, Kev, let me ask you, how did you feel about the Seinfeld last episode?
Honestly, you know what? I don't think I've ever watched the last episode. Just because it was sad.
Really?
Over. Yeah. I can't tell you which one the last episode was. Like, just
because... They go to Rhode Island or someplace like that, and then they watch somebody get mugged.
You're right. It was trash. It was trash. You're right. It was trash. Like straight up. Like it wasn't the normal Seinfeld episode. That's what it was.
I mean, I thought it was okay. Like it wasn't exactly. Like the high just note okay. You want to leave on, but it was
exactly. Right.
They didn't know what to do.
They send them to jail. But remember, I don't know if you, man, Trey, you definitely don't know this because you, even if you did watch Seinfeld back then, you was too young. But Jerv and Kev, you remember that whole year was like, how are they going to end it? And I actually wrote into the episode all of the kind of rumors. They're going to die, right? They had the one where they're all going to die. And so yep. The plane was about to crash and then it didn't crash. And they had one where they had all the kind of, when someone was going to get married, like Elaine and Jerry were going to get married was one of the rumors. So they messed around with all the rumors in that episode just to kind of be funny with it. And then they end up going to jail, which I thought was funny. I don't know. I liked it. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't hate it.
They made up for it by their season on Curb, though. So Curb, it was all good.
Oh, that was perfect. That was perfect.
Yeah.
That was
perfect. And even they acknowledged that it was trash.
Watch Game of Thrones, so that's why I was pretty quiet. A single episode.
Yeah, you didn't miss much.
I missed a lot in the first few years.
Yeah, you missed. You missed.
Somebody drew like a sweet horse, like the backhand of it, and that was like seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then like 5, 6 was like a horse with color, And then 7'8" was like a stick figure horse.
That's pretty much it, man. And like, so I messed Trey over by making him watch this show. I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. You know what, Kev? Don't bother.
Nah, bro. You didn't mess Trey over, though, bro. You did not mess Trey over. That's a dope show.
It ended so bad. I just can't. Because my thing is this. Anyone I suggest, hey, go watch that show. What's going to happen is they'll watch the first few seasons and be like, this is the most amazing television show I've ever watched. And then they're going to be let down just like we were. I'd rather not be let down. I'd rather not watch it.
It's super coachy, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's so much pressure from watching that. Like, they're like, people get so defensive about that show. You know what I'm saying? And for how at the end, how it was, like, I'm like, damn, okay. You know, I remember when I was like, yo, that shit was mid or this and that, or I hope it gets better. Like, I really, some episodes, it was like, hell yeah, I'm glad I watched this. And then it was like, yo, really?
So does that mean you would tell people not to watch The Wire? Because The Wire, in some people's minds, ended bad that last season.
I'd tell them don't watch certain season. I don't like season two.
You don't like season two?
Nah, we had this conversation before.
We've had this conversation before.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I mean, but you know my memory. Everybody's always going to have a different thing. I've never met any like conversation or walked into a debate where everybody just agreed on that. But we all agreed on it being trash, the finale, but like not agreeing on which season is the best.
You know, I still haven't watched the last season of The Wire.
You've never watched it, or you just haven't watched it again?
I never watched it. I was watching because I was one of the people who watched The Wire as it was coming out, and then I lost cable, and that was like when the last season aired. And back then there was no HBO Go that you go back and watch it, so I just never caught up with it. And then by the time HBO Go and I had all that available to me, I felt like, man, I don't remember enough of the details to just jump in and watch season five. So I got to go back and watch it all. And I tried like a year ago. And it was just, man, it's just so much to go through. Because back then, the seasons weren't 10 episodes. They were like 12 and 13. I'm like, oh, it's too much. So I kind of gave up on it, rewatching it just to get to season five. So, but I'll say this. I don't feel like, you know, I watched 4 seasons of The Wire and I feel like, man, I got it. Like, I don't feel like I was on a cliffhanger. What happens next? Even though I legitimately don't know what happens to most of the main characters. Quick question. So Trey, you having gone through that experience, would you recommend someone to watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Like Kev's right here is like, man, should I watch the show? Everyone talking about it. You'd be like, don't bother.
Yeah. I'm like, nah.
Wow. That hurts.
Jer's feelings are hurt.
I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
It's
8 seasons. It's not 2. It's 8. Listen, my nigga, he gonna break his TV by the time you get to that episode.
It's power. It's power.
But power is more so our thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think we're sticking around with power.
Power. Well, I mean, like, I'm sick of, if there was a 9th season of Game of Thrones, I'd watch it.
I'm not gonna,
the only show that I was literally into, and then I quit. I'm like, yo, I'm done. Was Walking Dead.
I quit on Dexter.
Oh yeah, I quit on Walking Dead. You quit on Dexter? Yeah, you did the right thing. That shit was ass. It ended bad.
I think Dexter got trashed like after like season 3. And yeah. I don't even know why I got into Dexter. Somebody like told me this shit, and I was like, yeah, you know, like. You know what I mean? And
I think off, I'm off the like rip, that though, on Shameless.
Shameless, too. Like, anything that got...
I think more I'm than, getting like that.
Anything that got more than three seasons, I'm kind of like... And I got to start from scratch.
Yeah.
The episodes are not 30 minutes. Like, I'm kind of out on. Because, like, Game of Thrones requires so much of my time. Like...
Yeah, you can't do shit and watch Game of Thrones.
Like, that shit's out.
Well, you couldn't this season.
Nah, you gotta make details, but like, you gotta really, and I had to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to make it so I can watch it live with everybody else. I committed maybe like 5 weeks to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, please don't watch this shit ever again.
Yo. So I had this conversation with one of my group chats. It seems to be like, yo, if I were making a TV show and I wanted to make a great TV show, not necessarily because they keep paying me, so I'm going to keep doing it. But like, I'm trying to just do the best possible thing. 3 seasons got to be the max, right?
No, because The Wire did good for four.
But a lot of people didn't like season two.
Yeah,
so.
I'm gonna say three. Three's good.
Like, here's the thing about season two and The Wire. I liked it, by the way. I'm one of the people that liked it. But you could watch season one, season three, and season four, and I don't know about season five, obviously, and nothing from season two. Like, it's not like, wait, who's this? Wait, where did that come from? Oh, it's because I didn't watch season two. You could skip season two and follow on the whole story.
It does come to play a little bit in season five.
It's always like that, though. Season twos are always one of those situations like it didn't matter, or you kind of like it kind of introed a little bit about a character and kind of dragging out how to end another character.
No, I think
that's hell no. You need season two. You need season two because
for season five. Don't spoil it for me.
You really do plan on watching it? Okay,
I do plan on watching it. One
yes,
day,
you 100%. Okay. With that being said, you should watch season five because you definitely need to shit to happen in season two impact season five like
that's
tremendous.
Dope. That's dope. That's dope. Yeah. Then
I just realized that.
Yeah,
but from my season.
From my perspective, I was like, you could watch one, three, and four, and literally not miss any context or whatever. But three seasons, I think, is like you get three seasons of a show. You're good.
I don't know, man. Like,
well, I mean, like what? I guess we're talking about like dramas. We're not obviously comedies. We can keep messing around and being silly. And a lot of comedies, by the way, they get better, I think, after like season three. Like
actors and actresses.
Hey,
that Martin shit where him and Gina couldn't be in the same room was ass.
Most shows.
Well, that had some strange things going on over there.
Rob, guys are terrible at taking care of their health, man. Whether it's a knee injury, a back injury, or something even worse, guys are usually more comfortable just rubbing some dirt on it. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Can you even believe that? Something that important? Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for erectile dysfunction online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/BOM, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides that it would be safe and appropriate, they'll shift the genuine medication right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Guys, go online and get checked by the doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really simple. So take care of it, man. Seriously, your lady's going to appreciate this. Or your guy, you know. Who knows? For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/BOM. That's GetRoman.com/BOM for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/BOM.
Rob, we got some voicemails. Really, 3 weeks ago, I threw it out there. If you guys have any questions about Ramadan, I gave out the wrong number. But now we finally got the right number. And we got some voicemails, and Rob's going to play them for me. As you guys know, Rob, while you search that, I'm just filibuster for you here. I've been fasting. Today was day 16 of Ramadan. No eating, no drinking, sun up to sundown. I fasted in Chicago during the live show. Broke my fast right before the live show, actually. Trey saw me destroy some McDonald's and then feel really bad about it right afterward.
Had the bubblies.
Oh my God. It was touch and go right there, right?
That was actually a means. Listen, if you weren't in Chicago and y'all don't even know, y'all gotta put some respect on Amin having the bubbles and doing bomb set while having the bubble guts. That was his
suppressed
flu game.
I suppressed it, man. I did it. But yeah, Rob.
Oh, wait a minute. You suppressed it.
Listen.
I held it and then by the time
we pinched it?
Listen, what? he probably didn't shit till like the next day, bro.
It wasn't knocking, Kev. It wasn't knocking on the door. It was more in the guts, literally bubbling.
Oh, you went prairie dogging. You were just bubbling.
Yeah, yeah.
Prairie dog. That's a crazy name. That's a 6A, man. Hey, but while he scarfed that food down, niggas was like just shaking their head slow, like, man, this nigga, bro. Yeah. Soon as he finishes that last bite.
It sure did. Everyone was waiting.
We're in the back, and we're talking to J.A. at Donde, and he's like, oh, shit, I got to go to the bathroom. But they're about to call my name.
Yo, all right, so let's go with the voicemails. Hit me.
Hey, what's going on, guys, man? I love the show. I've been listening for some time now, tracking you guys from all the different name changes. I actually got on Twitter just because of you guys. Still trying to figure out how to use that damn thing. But my question is for Amin on Ramadan. You know, I'm very cynical with this whole religion thing, but I don't know. What benefits has it had for you? And are you really giving up sex? Like, for how long is that going on for? And keep doing your thing, guys. Love the show. I hope my question makes it on. Have a good one, man. You guys can reach me on Instagram and Twitter and all that. It's Life of Canella.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Let me answer the second question first. Yes, I haven't not gratified myself in any way throughout the whole month. Not just during the day, obviously, but even at night, man. I kind of like stay away from all the negative. I don't know, negative. It's not negative, but I don't know. Like all the sinning, if you will. Same thing. I don't drink.
Sick sin, man.
Yeah. The first question is, what's the benefit? To be honest with you, at a very basic level, the benefit is I'm not the best Muslim in the world. There's a lot of rules that I'm breaking on a daily basis, 11 months out of the year. I figure like this is the one where I'm like, okay, let me get some good deeds in, to kind of, you know, make up for the other 11 months where I'm out here wilding. But the other thing also is it really trains your mind. Like it's a very great, I mean, even if you're agnostic or atheist or whatever, the idea of saying 30 days in a row, I can not drink, not eat, not smoke, not do anything, sun up to sundown, and not be tempted. Right. Because that's the main thing. Like I don't feel tempted. I go out to lunch with people and watch them eat lunch. And they're like, oh, are you sure? I'm like, I don't care, man.
So, I mean, it's kind of like more so mastering whatever thing is quote unquote your vice or something, right?
Impulse. It's the vice thing, that's like the Catholic fasting, because they're like, I'm gonna give up tequila for like, that's cool, like, oh, this is my vice and I'm gonna give it up. But to be honest with you, I have a homie who's Catholic. He gave up tequila for Lent and then was like drinking beers. I'm like, bro, you
that really give up? Crazy.
They're like, I mean, it do count technically, but like, to me, it's like if there's a substitute for it that you can do.
Well, I mean, alcohol just masters him at that point.
Yeah. So like, well, for me, like, I mean, food, man, like food, water, like being thirsty, having quote unquote impure thoughts. And trust me, that's way harder than not eating or drinking. It's way harder. What's up?
No, go ahead.
I was saying it's way harder for me to go through my day and like not think about like stuff like that,
right? I'm fasting too. I mean, sun up to sundown, and I've been on it since the Monday that Ramadan started. And you're right, the water thing is the hardest for me. Now, let me ask you a question. I have, you know, I got a ton of friends that are Muslim. Like, I have a really, like, one of my best friends who's Muslim. So I asked him, and he told me, you know, Kev, like, if you can't take it, then just drink water, bro. Like, you're not, like, a real Muslim. He calls me a Islamic Christian because, you know, I'm still a Christian, but I do believe a lot of the things that, you know, he teaches me. And it's, you know, like, you can kind of see that the two of them kind of, you know, coexisted at the same time.
Very closely related. It's the same, a lot of the same stuff.
Right. Yeah. So that's why I don't disagree with either, you know, either side. Right. So, but he tells me like, you know, if you feeling like, you know, you can't take it, then just drink water. It's fine. So what I've been doing, and I asked him, and I'll ask you the same question. Like, when I get extremely thirsty or when my mouth gets really, really dry, I just like put the water in my mouth, swish it around and spit it out. Is that bad?
Yeah. No, that's not bad. I've done that before when I was younger, like especially when I was in Sudan and we'll get super hot. And
right.
And yeah. So yeah, sometimes, man, like you struggling, you trying. Right. And I think the main thing is you trying. The funny thing was when I first posted my Instagram story about it, Matt, people are like, man, what if you just get a drink? You could like get a drink and no one will know. I was like, no, it's not even, it's not about other people. It's about yourself. You know it to yourself if you lied, if you cheated or whatever. So like the whole thing is, as long as you don't like on purpose do anything, right? Like somebody said, what if you brushing your teeth and you accidentally swallow? Like, well, clearly I didn't mean to do that. Like I'm not so
who
thirsty.
Means that, to swallow toothpaste? Like what?
That's what I'm saying. Some cats out here say you don't brush your teeth in Ramadan. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Nobody at out all. Here is like breaking their fast with toothpaste. Next question.
Quick question for Amin. This is about Ramadan. My name is Jay, out of New York. Are there a difference between how Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims observe Ramadan? Love the pod, guys. Keep up the great work. Peace.
Brother Jay, that's an excellent question. I must admit, I'm very ignorant of what Shias do. To give you guys a quick explanation, there's two types of, really, in general, there's two types of Muslims. There's Sunni Muslims, which are the majority in the world, and then the Shia, which are very much kind of centered around Iran, parts of Syria, Iraq, or whatever. And the main thing is, for the Sunni Muslims like myself, we believe that the Prophet Muhammad was chosen by God. And then once he died, what they call the caliphate, so the caliph, the next guy who took over for the empire of Islam, was just a dude, like one of Muhammad's best lieutenants or whatever. They picked the best man for the job, and he's the one. And then when he died, they picked the best man for the job, kind of like the end of Game of Thrones, to be honest. Like, not about who's related to who or whatever, literally just who's the best person for the job, right? The Shia believe that, no, Muhammad's nephew or his cousin or something like that, he should have been, because it's a bloodline. And so they believe in the bloodline or whatever. And as a result, they've got all different things. When they pray, they got like a little rock that they put on the ground and they pray on. And like I said, to be honest, I don't know a whole lot. I'm not very well educated on it. So that kind of sucks because I don't know. I think they fast the same because I have Persian and Iranian brothers and sisters, and they seem to go through the same stuff I'm going through. So I don't think their fasting is any different, but I know their prayer is different. So I wouldn't put it past them to have some other weird rules. Next question.
One last one from a favorite of the show.
Karima. She's going to whisper.
Hi, Amin. This is Karima. Hey. My handle is @ButADLight. My question regarding Ramadan. Since you are fasting, is it strictly food and water, well, beverages, or is it in all facets of your life? Maybe your sex life? Are you allowed to partake? I'm curious. I'm not a practicing Muslim, yet I am Muslim. Okay. Have a great show. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's everything, man. It's everything, and the things that I sun up to sundown, and then there are things that I don't do at all, right? And so that's one of them. I got a question earlier. Someone said, oh, man, you could put an IV in, though, right? Like, no. Dude, if you got to put an IV in, then you're not supposed to be fasting, right? Like, so my mom has to take medications throughout the day for hypertension, and she's got a couple other health issues. She doesn't fast, man. Like, you're not supposed to fast. If you have health concerns, you're not supposed to fast. If you're pregnant, you're not supposed to fast. If you're traveling, so the day I traveled to Chicago on Thursday, I didn't fast on that day. And when I flew back on Sunday, I didn't fast on that day. Now I got to make those days up. But, you know, it really is kind of like, yo, if you can do it, you do it. If you can't do it, then you can't do it. Like, it makes no sense to be out here looking all crazy or like trying to find loopholes to the rules. Any other questions, you guys? Jerv? Trey, Rob, anybody? I see mutes all across the board. All right. Moving on. Hope you you learn something from. Hey, are we going to recap the live show at all, or should we? Or are they going to do that on Friday?
I mean, I'm sure they will, but you know, you and Trey were there. I think Trey stepped away right now for the moment. But
yeah, you know what? You know what? Let me, because I'll start talking, and when Trey get back, he can just pick up on it. Like, no, the live show was cool. It was cool. I'm not a fan of Chicago, as I said at the live show. It really, really, really was a letdown as a city, from the weather to the basically the fact that they don't really care about basketball. It didn't feel like, you know, you try to get the game on playoff games, conference finals, playoffs. No way. They'd rather show you like a May game of like a baseball game or even hockey playoffs.
Baseball town.
But it's the playoffs versus the, like, imagine being a, what's a, okay, name a basketball town. What's a town that's like clearly basketball, hoops is king, right?
New York.
Okay. Imagine showing a November Knicks game on all the screens when the World Series is on.
No, like, it's not happening.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what they did. They showed us random one of 162 garbage baseball games and refused to put on basketball playoffs. And to me, like, there's only one way. And that's what, like, I was talking to Jay about this. So shout out to Jay Aldande, who came out and really, really held it down for us on the live show. I was talking about him, like, the idea that, like, Chicago's not really a hoops town, right? Like, the Bulls' success in the 90s made it a hoops town. But if you had to rank Chicago sports, the Bears are above it. The White Sox are above the Bulls. I would say even the Blackhawks are. The Bulls might be the lowest rung, the lowest sport. Now, you can argue whether White Sox is above or below them or whatever, but that's the truth, man. And like, and the same, by the way.
Is that light there?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Wow. Now, I'm sure if we had gone to different neighborhoods, read between the lines, hoops would be a lot more popular than some of these other sports, right?
Understood.
But I'm talking about I'm in the city of Chicago. I'm not talking about a specific neighborhood. I'm a city of Chicago. Walking to a bar, NBA playoffs are on. It's not on the screens, man. It wasn't on the screens. And that really, I was shocked, and I was kind of like, man, to hell with this place. And then it was also cold as hell, and it rained the whole time. And, I don't know. But yeah, man, that was other than that, like, but the turnout was cool. Rob, did you like the venue? I really liked the venue. That was my favorite venue, probably.
Yeah, I mean, that venue is probably, it was a great venue for those who weren't there. I mean, it was just seats on the floor there, and then they had balcony seating with a bar up top. Yeah. It was really nice. And the backstage was great too. The green room was awesome. It was a great venue.
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like everybody was close. That's what I liked about it, right? The people upstairs, even though you're upstairs, it's almost hanging over the stage itself. So people were right there. And obviously, as opposed to, you know, if you've been to some of the live shows that we've had in Boston and New York and LA, you know that if you're sitting in the back of the room, it can be hard to hear. You're kind of far because it's just low and flat. And this one wasn't that. It was nice and intimate. So I really liked the venue. Shout out to the Lincoln Hall is what it was called. And it had a marquee. That was kind of cool too. It's cool to see our name on the marquee. I won't lie. Yeah. And then, you know, shout out to the fans. We had a lot of fans that were local, and that was pretty cool too. We were wondering about whether people were flying in or they were locals, but it seemed like there were a lot of locals, and that was dope, man. Let's do real quick this student loan call.
What's up, guys? Name is Josh, Twitter _ Josh Austin. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on people on Twitter accusing the guy of not, who paid off those 400 kids from Morehouse, paid off all their student loans, accusing his validity of being a black man and not being there for his people just because he's married to a white woman. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
Wow. I did not know about that development.
No, I did not know that at all.
All right. So I'm going to start with one. First of all, he paid off, I want to say it was like $20 million in debt. What was the number?
40. It was
40. $40 million.
$40
million
in student loans.
Like the 400 of those young men graduated debt-free. I'm going to assume, I know it's not 100%, but I'm going to assume most of these young men were African-American, were black, people of color, right?
Yep.
You know how hard it is for people of color to escape the treadmill of debt that is the American way, right? You know, it's one thing to compare salaries across different demographics. And yeah, you know, black people make, what, 72 cents on the dollar compared to their white counterparts. But then the crazy thing is when you look at wealth, don't look at like salary, look at wealth, meaning what assets do I have versus the debts accrued against it. And you'll see that, yo, that's where the real gap is. And so this man changed the life of, I would say, not an insignificant number. 400 people is a lot of people, right? So, yeah, that's first and foremost. You'd have to do a whole hell of a lot for me to criticize that gentleman for anything he did as not black enough, right? Right.
But why does it matter?
Two, it doesn't matter. Number two, it doesn't matter. Love is love, man. He found himself.
Because I sure was going to say, like, hey, when did we have a problem with that? Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I commend the dude for furthering the beige coalition of America.
I mean, so, like, yeah, you know.
You know, we can look at it in my aspect.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with anybody being married to a white woman. So, my dad has did it for 53 years. I don't see no problem with that.
Care you still say, "Oh, my mama"?
Shit, we got a president out of that. What you mean?
But like, that's my thing. Is like, yo, I know a lot of strong black men married to strong black women. We ain't shit, right? There's no correlation. I'm not saying there's a correlation. I'm just saying, like, just because someone marries a certain kind or whatever, that isn't a referendum on how black they are or who they are or whatever. Love is love, man. You find someone that's good to you, that you good to, y'all do the thing, man. It's all good, man. Like, we can't be out here. Now, I'm also not of the mindset where it's like, where dudes go in predetermined, like, I don't talk to black girls because, you know, they too much. I'm like, nah, man. Like, I'm not with that at all. And you know me, I love. Let me try. I'm so fast.
Please, brother. Please.
But the point is, love is love. And
people just like hating, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, people literally just like hating.
Think about that. Like, they literally heard this man do this amazing feat, which, by the way, I've never heard anyone do that before.
No.
I know Bill Gates done gave many a commencement speech. I ain't never heard that nigga do nothing like that. Right.
Wish that shit would happen at my fucking graduation. God damn.
But think about, like, the kind of misery you have to have in your heart to see, like, a gesture like that. And, A, your first inclination is, let me research some shit so I can talk to him, talk about him. Right. Because it's not like they say, oh, man, that's real cool. I wonder who he married to. They go, oh, I bet you. And the I bet yous went and did they little research. And by the way, that's all they could come up with, I guess, is that, see, he ain't even married to a black woman. Like, they probably try to find him some tweets that he said. They probably try to find that one time he went on TV and said this or whatever. Couldn't find anything. Try to find charities that he supported that were bad. They couldn't find anything. So they're like, who he married to? See, I told you, you ain't got nothing, man. Like, think about how ridiculous your life must be if that's where you're at.
It's pretty lame if that's what you got to stoop to in order to bring somebody down who just, whatever the number was, you said it was 400 students.
400 students, $40 million in debt.
Not saying that everyone's about to be, you know, but that's 400 lives that this man has changed.
And by the way, like, you're talking about Morehouse grads, man. These people go on. Like, I mean, they get pretty good jobs. These are people who are going to go on and work in positions that can impact other people, or can, I should say.
I'm yes.
I got you, Jerv. Don't worry. I got you. But you know what's funny, Jerv? The first thing I thought of was like, that's the first time I thought about, like, yeah, this is an advantage of being an HBCU. I think there's a higher likelihood of something like that happening at HBCU than there is at, like, Arizona State or Georgia Tech or somewhere like that.
Oh, if he would have didn't say Arizona State or Georgia Tech, anywhere, right? Like the first thing everyone on Twitter would have done, or Instagram, whoever would decided to rip him, would have counted the amount of minorities that are in their graduation class. And then he would have been ripped for that. And then he's married to a white woman. Oh, man, God. Oh my God. That might have when did that happen? Because that might have took over the timeline more than Game of Thrones. Like, honestly. Like, they would have been able to destroy him. So you can't do that. I mean, it's sad to say, but you can't. It's not that you can't. The likelihood is more likely to happen at an HBCU. And yeah. It's dope that it happened. You know what I mean? It'd be nice. You know, I feel bad for the next person. No. I feel bad for anyone else who's doing commencement speeches still this year.
No. You know who I feel bad for, Jerv? The one dude who needed two credits to graduate. Man, I'm going to just take it in the summer. I'll just finish up in the summer. That nigga's hot.
Yo, I'd be hot. First of all, my parents would be hot. Everybody would be hot. Everyone would be.
That dude would be hot. His parents would be hot at him. Right? Yes. That was, your parents wouldn't be mad at the dude. Like, oh man, or like, oh, the time they look at you like, huh, couldn't take two more credits. You would hear about it for the rest of your life.
My dude, can you imagine if he or she was married? Oh, no, well, if he was married, like they have to hear his wife tell him, "Yo, babe, just trust me, yo. Like this is what's about to be. Trust you, right?"
They didn't even marry. Yo, Jerv, what if they're engaged?
Oh my
right?
God!
And they talk about the wedding, and she wants something. It's like, we can't afford that. Like, we could if your lady ass had da-da-da-da-da.
But no, you ain't want to go to summer school. No, your ass wanted to stay home and play Madden. This motherfucker could build everything in the house, like buy her all types of car, anything. The first time he says we can't afford something, your ass would have fucking went to summer school. We'd been cool because, oh my God, yo.
Hey, Ami.
Yo, make it. Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just saying, like, to piggyback off of that that 40 million thing, black people have been adding Oprah, bro.
Oh yeah.
Adding Oprah on Instagram, bro. She clapped back.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Like every other rich black person now. Like,
but Oprah need to do
Oprah,
something.
Oprah gave spread already.
What'd she give?
She like 40, like not 40 million, but she put through like I think it was 400 black men. Early on, you can Google it. It was like 13 million or something like that. But like,
you live in inflationary time. You got to one up.
But it's crazy. It's crazy that niggas just jump in there like, nigga, what you doing?
Well, I'm about to buy a kid Wendy's tomorrow. That's what I'm about to do.
Pay it forward.
Yeah. Done deal.
What topic we on?
Yeah, cookout.
Man, Memorial Day. I love Memorial Day because us as black people, our entire race around the world, don't celebrate it the right way. What is Memorial Day, by the way?
Memorial Day is a day that we celebrate all veterans that have served in the military, correct? Am I sure?
The deaths of them, right? We remember them, right?
Yes.
And then veterans, they're alive.
I believe so.
Am I right?
That's correct. I believe you are correct.
Okay. So the craziest part about it is that, I mean, to my knowledge, you know what I mean? We've turned this into a getaway weekend. And in the urban community, Miami's a spot. Las Vegas is a spot. What else?
Anywhere with a beach that has a deal or a special.
Right. But I feel
Atlanta.
Nick, listen, don't go to Atlanta for more. Don't disrespect Atlanta. Like, I love Atlanta, bro, but don't go to Atlanta anymore. Listen, Memorial Day weekend is like, it's become a staple in the black community of like, look, it's the dirtiest shit ever. It's like, bro, you going to Memorial Day weekend? Yeah. Somebody always going to throw shade at somebody that went to Miami or Vegas. Oh,
I did Miami fresh out of college for Memorial Day weekend, bro. That shit was crazy. Had an amazing time in Miami. Don't trash Miami for Memorial Day. I can't do it anymore, though.
No, I'm not trashing it because I've never been to Miami in my life.
You never been to Miami?
Nah, that's one spot I've never been. But I will say this, and I think it's corny that people bash people that actually go celebrate. Like, if they're fortunate to do it, let them do it. It's their life. You know what I mean? Like, just because you want to, you know, be boring on your 3 days, then be boring. But Memorial Day etiquette, I will say this. Now, if you're in a relationship, it might be like, again, I'm not the insecure guy, like, but I've heard some stories about like letting your lady travel to Miami or Vegas.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
Bro, listen, if she going to do that, she going to do that in New York. She going to do that shit.
She'll do it in any city though, right?
She going to do that shit at the time she go out to the club with her girlfriend.
This access though, Jerv, is a question.
Women have access.
Your girl don't have access to Odell Beckham in Cleveland.
Instagram.
Well, now she's in Cleveland. She do now. But okay, what about Oklahoma?
Instagram, your girl bro. Don't
have access to these niggas, bro.
Instagram, bro. Instagram.
Listen, I'm talking about. Listen, she gonna wear her best fit. She gonna share this hotel room with four of her friends.
Mm.
They gonna get in this club for free.
They going to get in that club for free.
And they going to have the time of their life. You call and asking how the weekend going. Or you texting. But you done got forwarded. You done got forwarded to the voicemail. You ain't never been forwarded to the voicemail, but you got forwarded to the voicemail.
Hey, yo, when you get forwarded the voicemail, that shit hurt. That person said, nah, fuck out of here.
It's over. It's over.
Right now,
hey, it's over. It's over. If it's only your girlfriend, it's over, bro.
Hey, he said that shit hurt.
yo, unless we arguing, yo, don't forward my call to voicemail. Don't forward my call to voicemail.
Crazy that is, though. Your girl always answers. Your girl is 96% from the field, bro. She 96% from the field, and she happened to go to Vegas or Miami and end your shit. She ain't step outside. She put the finger in the ear like, "Hello, it's loud. I can't hear." She just hit the red button on you.
Nah, you know decline. Hey, decline on you.
Your nah, girl over here. The bottle though. She getting poured up.
Listen. Drinks are being bought definitely in somebody's VIP section.
Your wifey blacked out, bro. Don't even know what she's doing. She just caught up in the life, bro. You know how visit LA, you go visit a city that you ain't never been to, and your homie upsell it, and he show you like the time of your life, but you got to fly out on Sunday, and then you thinking back to your weak ass life.
Mm-hmm.
Just like,
that's a more day weekend.
It's just like going to LA, and you live in Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, right? Shout out to Youngstown, Ohio, by the way, but it ain't LA, right?
Can't you get it in Ohio, bro?
Or he take you to wherever you eating, and there's some looks there. You're not even cheating. You ain't doing it, but you admiring the beauty of what's going on in the city. Then your boy take you to a day party, and he like, yo, I'm only gonna take you here for an hour because I know you got to go catch your flight. But you three drinks in, and you contemplate
looking real bleak.
Hey, you contemplate missing your flight. Are you thinking about like, I can call in to work? Or I can do this. Your man like, nah, just go home, bro. Go home and be a family man. Because you know.
You know what's waiting for you.
If you stay, your morals is out the window.
Because you already made the decision.
Hey, I don't even remember the name, bro. I had a conversation with this dude, right? And he's like, yo, I got a kid, my girls. He said, bro, I went to L.A., bro. I forgot I had a son. I said, what?
You're forgetting you had a son is sick. That's crazy.
But it's real, dog. Don't get lost in the sauce for 3 days.
No, listen, I didn't see niggas go to Vegas. Yo, oh my God, don't get lost in the sauce. So, hey, niggas go different places and just forget their whole life.
Going on a guy's or a girl's trip, right? And that one homie or homegirl get out of pocket, get out of control. Like they don't after that, they create themselves. They become roster player 99. Hey, your homie Kawhi back in the hood in Philly, bro. He in Vegas, the most talkative. He Kevin Hart with all of.
Yo, fuck out of here, dog.
Could you imagine that, though? You'd be like, yo, when that nigga start talking like that?
Hi, that nigga don't do half the shit you talking about.
Or, hey, I seen a homie pass on Halloween. Like, nah, I'm cool.
Nah, I'm turning down Vegas.
That shit weak. He get around the looks, bro.
Yo, niggas that front with the weed are hilarious, too. Yo, like, that's fronting on your weed and fronting on liquor. Like when you around, like to try and show off for people, it's the dumbest thing you can do. Cause all it's going to do, like, yo, you're going to, your true colors are going to show. Like, yo, you can't just trick yourself into being somebody who can drink or trick yourself into somebody who can smoke.
I think shots for miserable people. First of all, how is shots cool?
They're
how?
Not.
How? They're not. How?
You walk in the shots, you smile with the shots, bro. You're like, all
right. Right? I've never seen anyone smile when they take a shot. And if you do, you're a serial killer. Second.
I'm going to smile next time we take a shot.
Yeah, man. I'm going to smile with
niggas ain't going. Niggas going to know not to fuck with me. I'm going to just take a shot and smile.
After that. Nigga going to request the nigga that mainly want to get everybody drunk has to be the most miserable nigga, bro. Because you feel terrible after that, bro. Like, it's no possible way he don't want to feel like this by himself. So he's like, I covered around. Like, one shot should be good, bro. Not three or five. What are you trying to get to with five rounds of whatever you're drinking?
I don't want some shots.
No, what are you trying to get to? Them shots, first of all, are you saying them just shots? But three, four, five of that good shit? Boy, even that bad shit might put you down.
And five shots of anything that has any type of kick to it is going to put, not necessarily, it may not put you down, but you're not going to be how you want to be. Like, you're not going to be two drinks in, all right, yo, I got my buzz, or, oh, yeah, I'm lit. I'm in that groove I need to be to have a good time. Nah, five, that's all types of, yo, what I do last night.
Like, I still don't understand the purpose, and I still don't know the purpose of getting drunk. Like, getting
drunk. There is no purpose.
Huh?
There's no purpose. You got a fucking headache the next day.
No, no, but getting drunk, it's different from getting a buzz. Like, nigga be like, all right, bruh. I know this. I know two drinks for sure. I can go play the bar. I'm going to get these two drinks and spend $22 and be out, right? And you may court a woman and buy a drink for them, right? Cool. Get you a budget. Like, okay, $50 is my max. I'm out of here. But a nigga that's trying to, like, get there, why? Why? Why do you want to get there? I don't understand the purpose of, like, yo, you going to be – losing your wallet, your phone, you don't know where you at.
You gonna text somebody you ain't want to text.
You gonna wake up somewhere where you don't even know where you at.
You gonna think you look cool, but you really don't. Everybody gonna be able to tell you drunk.
I don't understand why getting drunk is cool. Like, just get a buzz. I prefer the buzz versus the drunk. Like, getting that lit where you're like, hey man, you're lit, bro.
The only advice I can give somebody that gets drunk.
Hey, the only thing shots are good for is, the only thing shots are for is like your birthday. Like, if it's your birthday, then you know, people are gonna buy you shots. Like, oh, Kev, do a shot with me. Oh, Trey, do a shot with me. It's your birthday. But Kev, just shots, just
what is
walk
the point
up
of your birthday, right? What is the point of, like, you know how people get that birthday person fucked up? What is the point of that? I see 21-year-old girls here in Arizona. Around Arizona State and Old Town Scottsdale, and they're like, hey, I just turned 21. Can you buy me a shot? Right? You're like, all right, she's annoying. I'm going to buy her a drink. An hour later, An hour later, bro, she her heel probably wrapped wrong. Her hair, her makeup running. Like, why are you trying to get that? Like, and then they take a picture of you flat dead on the floor and say last and say that night was fun.
Last night was mad real.
You know what I hated? The club was a movie.
Oh, it was a movie last night.
What is a movie? What was a movie?
Oh, that means the shots were flowing. Bottle service was coming. We was dancing. It's a movie, bro.
No dances ever occurred when the movie happens.
You said no dancing?
I don't think dancing occurs when the movies happen.
Oh, there's dancing.
Come on, Trey. Stop there's playing. Dancing. You've been in a couple of movies. In your life, dancing, you've been in a couple of movies. Don't act like there's you ain't been in a movie.
Okay? We just look at each other.
Listen, nah, when the sparklers are going and you got ladies in your area and shit going on, it's like a movie. Like it's
a not like
only shit that happened on Scarface.
It's a
come on,
it's,
man.
Kev, it's a light show. It's a nod, but no grooving, no on the button, none of that on the dance floor.
Like, you don't have to be on the dance floor when you're standing on the couches, baby.
That's all, listen, brother. That's the true definition of a movie. It's not a movie if a couch isn't being stood on.
If you ain't standing on the couches, baby, it's not a movie. But Trey, you stood on the couches. Come on.
I've stood on plenty of couches and I'm not proud of it.
You've been in a movie. I was about to say, I've stood on plenty of couches too, and I'm not proud of it, man.
Like, I'm not proud of it.
I shouldn't have stood on the couch. Man, what am I doing?
But what I'm trying to say, Kev, is I need a new definition for movie. Because if I'm staring at someone else and we're competitively buying bottles. Now, I'm not competitively buying bottles. I've never been the guy to buy bottles. But I also haven't been the guy to take a picture with the bottle. But I will say.
I've done that, too, and I'm not proud of it.
It's fine, bro.
It was the 90s, early 2000s. I'm not 90s. I'm lying. It was the early 2000s, man. You had to be there.
But here's the thing. I've been in movie situations with Kev where I've been out maybe what was that one reggae joint, Kev?
Oh no, that was that one blood. Wasn't that one blood?
I'm talking about Jamaican Gold, the spot.
Oh, Century City. Yeah, Jamaican Gold. Yeah, that was a movie. That was a movie for sure.
Look, I'm a throwback club nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not even supposed to be out with Kevin. Kev, the oldest on the panel, and I'm out with him. So, you know, that shit was different. Niggas didn't even have camera phones. We had chirp phones. So,
oh, back when niggas, I mean, yo, I used to think I was the thoroughest nigga when I used to chirp a nigga.
That was the best. That was the best. Everything was even. Everything was even. Like, you didn't have to worry about nobody taking pictures of you or nothing. Like, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody took a picture of you, you saw it.
Listen.
Because he had a whole camera.
That's a movie. You're on the dance floor. Actually, the dance floor is sweaty, bro. That's a movie.
Yeah.
That's like Beat Man, Girls Dumb Sugar video. Like, that's a movie to me. This new shit, and I hate to be the get off my line because I'm probably the youngest on the panel right now. And still, me looking at another individual buy bottles or spend lucrative amount of money makes me feel like I'm nosy and from another view look like a hater. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really want to watch you party. It's feel like I'm getting shitted on. And vice versa.
Why I'm pretty sure. Makes you like a hater?
No, because you're just watching. You're watching other people spend money and you're just looking like, okay. Like, you might have your one little way. I mean, do niggas drink Grey Goose still?
I mean, they do.
Grey Goose come with a $500 table.
Nah, it's Ciroc, right? That's what niggas is on now, right? Ciroc, right?
But I'm saying, like, what's the default bottle you get when you get the little table?
I don't know, man, because niggas are always getting Henny.
A nigga might give you the $49 bottle in the club, bro, when you get one of them joints, right? And but you watching the other people spend that mooga, bro, like that 5 to 10 to 14, 22K, and it's just coming, and the bottle girls just keep coming, and you just watching. Y'all done went through y'all little bottle. Like,
y'all don't want y'all little bottles fun.
Enjoy the experience, because I'm like, bro, like, first of all, we done pieced up probably just getting here. We probably done pieced up $100 each. Now we got to go compete with them. Watch out.
Buying a bottle. Yo, man, buying a bottle. Look at all the money you waste buying a bottle.
It's funny. A team bottle for one drink. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But party safely in Memorial Day weekend. If you got a girl,
she better make your plate. No, I'm fucking with you. I mean, well, I'm not fucking with you, but teachers on, man.
Make sure she don't in your car. She in your car in a relationship. That's all I'm saying.
If you go to a cookout, better not have raisins in your fucking potato salad.
Hey, no, FaceTime your girl. She in your car.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't your girl.
Yo, that's sick. Yes. If you FaceTime her and you know she out the joint, she forward that shit in that jaw, nah, dog. Might want to rethink this.
I don't want to sound like an insecure dude. But again, if that's your girl, if that's your world, she going to answer that call.
And if she don't answer, she has like literally like a 24-second shot clock.
My phone died is going to be fire. That's going to be the most useless experience this weekend.
Oh, I had no signal. You know I got T-Mobile.
No signal in the club. That's a lie, bro. Every club got Wi-Fi now.
Yeah.
But my phone died is crazy, especially if you know your girl always keep her phone charged.
Mm.
Or she got a Mophie.
That's
if she
funny.
Got a Mophie and she hit you with the phone died, bro, you're just call it. Just call it.
That's funny.
Just throw the damn towel.
Throw the towel. Throw the towel.
Oh, man. Do we have anything else on the rundown? Oh, yes, we did. One last thing. And this probably makes the next, you know, the overflow. I got Kev and I got Future Dad Jerv on. Future, the rapper, bought his son a Rolex for a five-year-old, right? And I mean, personally, buy your kids whatever you want to buy. But you know, jokes fly and everybody's like, he just wanted toys. But there's another video that surfaced out of little Future actually happy he got a Rolex. My question to the panel, if you had money, would you buy your son a Rolex?
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the main part of the show. Right now, we're going to go ahead and cut the rest of the episode and go into the overtime. If you want to check out some of the overtime overflow action from this episode of the OMM, you're going to want to go ahead and go on to patreon.com/countthedings. That's patreon.com/countthedings. Subscribe, and on there, you're going to get overflows like you'll find here on BOMM, other shows like the Basketball Buds, even some Nerdish You Wrote. And you're going to want to keep it locked here. Keep it tuned with us, and we'll see you on the other side for the overflow of BOMM.